1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. A 43-year-old man with no known ties to Michigan State University has shot and killed himself after shooting and killing three people Monday night at two campus locations. MSU President Teresa Woodruff has canceled all classes and school activities for 48 hours at the university's flagship East Lansing campus.
Our Spartan hearts hang heavy. This is a day of shock and heartbreak here across our campus and our region.
MSU Deputy Police Chief Chris Roseman says others were wounded in the shooting.
The five victims that were transported to the hospital were transported to Sparrow Hospital in Lansing. All five of those victims remain in critical condition.
Roseman said, "We have no idea why the man came to campus to do this." Police in New York City are investigating why a man drove a U-Haul truck into several people at multiple locations in Brooklyn, killing one person and injuring eight. WCBS-TV's Christina Fong.
He was dragging a motorbike. We saw all the belongings of whoever was driving it.
Moments later, surveillance video caught the same U-Haul hitting a moped before mounting a sidewalk as police gave chase.
The driver was arrested. Almost 37,000 people have now been confirmed dead in the earthquakes that devastated Turkey and Syria a week ago. CBS's Imtiaz Tayyab is in southern Turkey.
Around 100 arrest warrants have been issued for building contractors. We understand that around 12 have already been arrested over allegations. They were essentially involved in shoddy construction practices. And so there's a lot of attention being focused on just how badly the buildings were built here in Turkey. Here in Hatay, nearly every single building has come down. Certainly none of them are habitable.
Could California's long drought finally be coming to an end? Here's KOVR-TV's Madison Keevy.
The first snowmelt estimates last week show there could be average or above average runoff.
The water supply is in really good shape compared to recent years. We're not going to fill up the big reservoirs, but we got a lot of added storage and a lot more to come from snowmelt.
CBS's Stacey Leon says an Italian restaurant is telling diners their kids aren't welcome.
Nettie's House of Spaghetti in Tinton Falls, New Jersey, cited the noise levels, lack of space for high chairs, having to clean up crazy messes. Naturally, it's sparking a whole lot of mixed reactions. One person writing, "Fantastic idea. Kids are out of control and most parents are oblivious." Another posted, "With a well-behaved nine-year-old, I'm not welcome? That's just sad."
The president of the Academy of Motion Pictures Arts and Sciences says the response of the organization to Will Smith slapping host Chris Rock at the Oscar ceremony was inadequate. This is CBS News.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI to learn more.
A new study claims that...
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director James and head of production Seth will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
Have you been trying to figure out how to finance your education? Let's be honest. The cost of college these days is staggering. If you have strong academic and leadership skills, you may be eligible for a scholarship from the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Every year, the Elks National Foundation awards more than $3.3 million in scholarships that range from 1 to 4 years. So pick up an application today at your guidance counselor's office or your local Elks Lodge. To find the lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. High school seniors, would you like to avoid student loans? Parents, would you like to give your child a better future without mortgaging your own? Well, a $60,000 Elks scholarship may just be your ticket to the college of your choice. Each year, the Elks National Foundation and your local Elks Lodge provides millions of dollars in college scholarships to high school seniors. If you're interested in learning more about the Elks scholarship opportunities, visit our website at elks.org. Elks care, Elks share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Club, number 693.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 29 overnight under clear skies, winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies, tomorrow, isolated rain showers likely, daytime highs approaching 49. Isolated rain showers likely, tomorrow night, lows level off around 37, overcast skies. About an inch of snow Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 32.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Hartman Program. The poem this morning is Super Bowl by Mary Ruffel. Who won? I said. The game's tomorrow, he said. And I became the snail I always was, crossing the field in my helmet. But I'd given it my all. Well, the plane arced on its way to a landing when I overheard the woman behind us say, I was gathering wildflowers to make a wreath to lay on my mother's grave when my son fell off a mountain in Italy. And I felt such joy over the unknown outcome of her words. I was not ashamed. For I can feign interest in the world, just as she in that great green meadow must have. It is the day after the Super Bowl. We are sandwiched between two of the most corporately created holidays one could imagine. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day. The Super Bowl is a uniquely American accomplishment. It is hard to imagine another nation being able to build such a foundation and celebration, such a magnitude of performance, so much revenue delivered to advertisement, so many nachos eaten. And tomorrow we will give candy or lament and wonder if we're going to receive any. And hopefully we can find a way to celebrate love that is not merely delivered in a box purchased at a store. You don't need to love football to love America. We can love America by loving democracy. We can love America by working to make it better. Should we get the Monday after the Super Bowl off of work? Boxing Day seems a nice tradition. Always seemed nice to me, even if it was rooted. It is rooted in upstairs, downstairs cultural classism. Give servants a day off to receive a box from their lords. They needed to work Christmas to serve those lords. A new tradition might be needed for our secular capitalist Super Bowl holiday. Sugary and salty snacks Monday. I'd like it somehow if it could help poor people or democracy or the environment, but we've got to do something with all the leftovers from Super Bowl parties. There's so much extra ranch dip. Has anyone measured how many open bags of uneaten corn chips? I know we're measuring how much office space is still unused in cities across America. It's about like a half. But what about all the corn dogs and the hot wings that by this morning are cold wings? The pretzel bites. Has anyone measured how many open bags of uneaten corn chips? It's a lot of bags. And the veggie trays. There is nothing lonelier at a Super Bowl party than a veggie tray. It is tokenism of the first order. I'm not as concerned with the extra sealed beverages. They will have their due. They will have their day. The half-drunk drinks are fallen soldiers I can either pine away nor solve for. But I am concerned with the celery sticks and the pretzel bites, and especially the mini carrots, the cherry tomatoes, the reclusive radishes, the solitary celery, the forsaken snap peas, the abandoned bell peppers, and the unconsidered cauliflower. The stuff that gets thrown away despite our intentions of eating it. Should we have a bean dip day? Dorito Day is alliterative of two brand. We're not doing that unless Frito-Lay pays a whole lot for it. Is it leftover tray day? Maybe it's just tray day. It at least rhymes. What should we do the day after the Super Bowl and the day before Thanksgiving? My name is Jefferson Smith. I am sitting in, and honored to do so for Tom Hartman, and appreciating you very much and the chance to be with you. The call-in number here is 202-808-9925. It's 202-808-9925. There is lots to talk about on this Monday day. I do want to talk about America and patriotism. And what's the best way to love America? Is it merely to cheer loudly at the Super Bowl? Is it merely to buy products? What is the way that a progressive, that someone who loves humanity, someone who wants to help bend the arc of history towards justice, how does that person love America? What's the best way to do that? And is there an opportunity at this time in history, with so much propagandizing against fundamental American principles by a movement that I hesitate even to characterize with an adjective? Is there an opportunity to reclaim fundamental symbols of this nation and make sure those symbols can stand for justice and a truer definition of freedom? I want to talk about America and patriotism today. I also want to do the Super Bowl of Presidents. I created a set of criteria for how we might judge presidents and started comparing over the last 50 years, give or take, the presidents of the United States relative to party. And because we are in the aftermath and before a day of binaries, binaries are often false, with binary relationships celebrated Valentine's Day tomorrow, also Oregon's celebrated birthday, and a battle of two teams yesterday, and we live in a country that is dominated primarily by two political parties, we can create our own competition of Super Bowls, our own bracket. Maybe it's a bit more like March Madness. How do we judge the presidents of the last 50 years? As Donald Trump tries to gain some traction as the Republican nominee, it made me think about the status of the accomplishments by the merit demonstrated by Republican presidents, let's say, since Eisenhower. And if we could find someone who's not merely evaluating questions through a jaundiced partisan eye, I think the score, spoiler alert, I think the score would not be particularly good. But we're going to look at that. I'd welcome your thoughts. Also, UFOs. We're just going around shooting stuff. Just the last several days, just going around biting stuff in the air that maybe shouldn't be there, and either writing it down or shooting it down. It's just, you know, like four things. Just weird balloons, weird investigative items, floating metal. We could call them UFOs. So we might even talk about UFOs today. And maybe we won't talk about any that have little green men in them. But I have to say, with all these UFOs, I hope we at least find some little green men. Maybe they don't. I don't know what gender pronouns they use. I do want to talk about housing today. Housing is real. I have a chance to talk about home sharing. What's that? Well, we'll talk about it. But we know that right now, Americans face a higher percentage needed to be dedicated to housing, a higher percentage of their income, than anybody recommends, and higher than other times in history. That now, more than ever, property is being used as an asset class. And the way that asset is determined in value is by how much you think somebody will pay to live there. Sometimes it means even renting it out isn't what you want to do. I'll explain a little more about that. What can we do to increase supply in our housing without merely being a sop to some financier, without making it worse in some other ways? I do want to talk about housing. And in a day that was celebrating young men running into each other on a football field, I do want to talk about young men. I want to talk about young men and pro-social movements and pro-democracy movements in the era of Jordan Peterson and Joe Rogan and Andrew Tate, who talk to young men and young men listen. I do want to talk about young men. What's the role of young men? And how should we think about young men's duty to the country and the country's duty to young men? And where should young men lie? And I did use a pronoun on purpose. And where should young men sit in a progressive movement? What's their place there? I will acknowledge I do not have all the answers to those questions. But I'd love to hear yours. And yes, do you have leftovers from the Super Bowl? Maybe it's just leftover regret that we spent so much time and energy celebrating a game that clearly causes concussions in many people. Maybe your regret is you drank a little too much. Maybe your regret is that you have so much extra bean dip. What are you doing? Would love to hear your thoughts. 202-808-9925. 202-808-9925. And my favorite poetry passage. And then out spake brave Horatius, the captain of the gate, to everyone upon this earth, death cometh soon or late. And how can one die better than by facing fearful odds for the ashes of his fathers and the temples of his gods? In yon straight path, 1,000 may well be held by 3. So who will stand on either hand and keep this bridge with me? Thanks for joining me today. Thanks for joining the Tom Hartman program. Thanks for being part of this community. Thanks for tolerating me sitting in. We appreciate you. 202-808-9925. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, 202-808-9925.
Old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats make a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. Goats provide food, milk, and give Sudanese families the safety net to pursue education or set up a small business. They really are the gifts that keep on giving. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com. Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at hartmanreport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, hartmanreport.com.
Going to bed at a decent hour didn't always mean getting enough sleep. Often you get it too cold, too hot, just not that comfortable. That changed for so many with Cozy Earth bedding, the softest, most luxurious, responsibly sourced bedding on the earth. Cozy Earth bedding is naturally temperature regulating. You can sleep great in any weather. Just listen to this five-star review from Laura. My husband and I are getting the best sleep we've ever had to the point we don't wake up in the middle of the night because we're so comfortable. I can't wait to buy more colors. Cozy Earth bedding is made from the finest materials, including premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's Favorite Things 5 years in a row, whether it's their luxury sheets available in five awesome colors Loungewear, pajamas, premium waffle bath towels. You'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. So hurry, you can save 35% on Cozy Earth bedding right now. Go to CozyEarth.com, enter our promo code THOM and save 35%. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code Tom, THOM. That's CozyEarth.com. We're here on the Tom Hartman Show. Want to hear from Mary, who has a piece of Mary's mind to share about the Super Bowl. Go ahead, Mary.
Hi, Jefferson.
Hello.
Am I on the air?
You are, yes.
Okay. I live in Missouri at the Lake of the Ozarks. Obviously, a Chiefs fan. And I heard you, disparaging the Super Bowl menu. And I'm a vegan. And I didn't waste any money on chips. I serve
nice
homemade vegetable soup. And I went off my vegan diet, but I remember loving, Reuben sandwiches. So I made homemade Reuben sandwiches.
You made homemade what? I'm having just a little bit of a hard time hearing you, Mary.
Say what?
Oh, I was just having a little bit of a hard time hearing you. You made homemade what did you say? I wanted to hear it.
Vegetable soup.
Oh, vegetable soup. That's a wholesome thing to eat.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's almost more wholesome to eat than probably vegetable soup.
And all fresh vegetables, from the, fresh, nothing frozen, nothing canned. And I'm a vegan, but on holidays, I go off vegan. And so I, being Irish, I wanted to do some corned beef, and I love Reuben sandwiches.
Reuben sandwiches,
I love
yummy
sauerkraut.
Sandwich.
So I served Reuben sandwiches and homemade vegetable soup. There was no leftovers, and whatever leftovers they were, I can eat the rest of the week.
Well, that's fantastic.
There was no Doritos in my house.
just wholesome vegetable soup, and vegetable soup keeps. You can keep vegetable soup. You can finish that through the week.
And marijuana became legal to buy in Missouri on Friday.
There you go. So you might have an appetite for lots of vegetable soup. In fact, if you legalize marijuana right before the Super Bowl, maybe the leftovers take care of themselves. We'll be back. This is Tom Hartman Show. I'm Jeff.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
This is Tom's show, 202-808-9925. Explore
the mighty Mississippi River with American Cruise Lines. On this amazing journey, you'll discover Civil War history you've only read about, savor delicious Cajun cuisine in New Orleans, and experience the roots of rock and roll firsthand in Memphis aboard the newest fleet of American riverboats. Relax on your private balcony, taking in the scenery as the crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With 20-plus years of experience combined with new tools to simplify the process.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
I'm Tumani. When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things. I committed some crimes and even got shot, but I'm not a criminal.
That's right. I'm Jamal. I work for Youth Advocate Programs. Yeah, I was Tamani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, get a job, and work hard to see a better future for himself. If you have a change of mindset, you can have a change of action.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
No, she's a good student and a great kid. As Jalen's YAP advocate, I'm always here for her. With the Youth Advocate Programs, I was able to connect with Jalen.
YAP is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. After completing our program, 86% of participants were arrest-free. YAP works.
And now, I'm a YAP advocate, helping kids like me find a better way.
Youth Advocate Programs. Others talk social change. We make it happen. Learn how at yapinc.org.
As you go about your daily life, look closer. As you gather with family and friends, look closer. Right in your community, there are youth who don't have the home, warmth, and healing you have. So, look closer. Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Tonight, 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed. And tomorrow, they will wake up surrounded by love. Every youth who walks into Covenant House gets clean clothes, hot meals, medical care, and a safe place to sleep 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in sites across America to help them fulfill the great promise of their lives. So look closer at Covenant House and help us fight youth homelessness. To help or get help, go to covenanthouse.org.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows dip down to about 29 overnight under clear skies, winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies, tomorrow, isolated rain showers likely, daytime highs approaching 49. Isolated rain showers likely, tomorrow night, lows level off around 37, overcast skies. About an inch of snow, Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 32.
The better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Shh.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com.
Welcome back, everybody. It's not Valentine's Day yet, and it's not Super Bowl Sunday anymore. But it is an interesting day. Talk about love, including loving America. And I do want to hear from Harry from Wood River, Illinois.
Hello.
Hello, Harry.
Hi there. I just want to give you a caveat in the beginning. I'm an old guy. I'm almost 80. I watched the first, well, before it was called Super Bowl, I watched it. It was Green Bay against Dallas. Very famous game. My oldest son was one. He's 57 today. But anyway, I just wanted to make a comment.
I thought the first, now I did not watch it, and so I would defer to you. I thought the first Super Bowl was Green Bay versus Kansas City. Am I wrong?
Well, you're probably correct, because the very first one was on New Year's Day. In fact, the first two was on New Year's Day. And it wasn't called a Super Bowl. It's called the championship game.
Yeah, it was just the NFL World Championship. It was before the merger.
Right. But then with the the opera hair and Jesus Christ superstar, that's where Super Bowl came from in my memory.
Oh, interesting.
And then you have all this playoff stuff. Look at the billions of dollars more they make.
Yeah,
I mean, it's amazing what it's done in my lifetime.
But
it was on Limbo Field. The trophy's named after him, after the famous coach of Green Bay. But anyway, I lived through all of that. But the halftime show is much too overdone. I didn't like any of it. I thought most of it was vulgar and stupid. The little white things going around. If you recall, that guy was, like I say, I'm an old guy, so you got to forgive me.
Sure, I understand. I hope to be one someday.
Well, yeah, I know. It's kind of cool, because you don't have that time to go, so you can say what the hell you want. But all those white things, I was trying to figure out what those white things were, and my son-in-law said, it looks like fern. You know, I don't know if you saw it or not. She was up on this platform and flying around like, and they had these white things.
Maybe Rihanna was, because you know she showed her baby bump, right? She publicly announced her pregnancy, right. And maybe that was some allegory. I hadn't thought of it that way. But anyway, keep going.
Well, I thought it was, but that's all I could figure out, and I have a fairly open mind. But the reason I called you was
they did not have Rihanna did not perform in the first Super Bowl, whether it was January 1st or the 15th, whether it was Dallas or Kansas City. What we know is that Rihanna did not perform, and there were definitely not any flying sperm.
Okay. Well, anyway, that isn't even what I'm calling about. I'm calling about the Jesus ad.
Yeah. What do you think about the Jesus ad?
Now, is that prestige? Is you going to make somebody? If they got that much money, they ought to pay taxes. I believe that was absolutely capitalistic pornography. That's what it was. It was capitalism at its greatest. A not-for-profit advertising on a very profitable venue. I mean, it was. I'm not a real religious person. I raised five children. They understand religion, but they also understand what the truth is, whatever the hell it is, because I don't pretend to know. And I don't think anyone else does either, but there's wisdom in everything, including the Bible, but it's these prosperity fools that take it away. But anyway, I thought it was...
Harry, first of all, thank you, and thank you for calling in, and enjoyed it very much. And I think, and I would love to hear people's thoughts about the Jesus ad, right? And I think the idea that the center of the target, I heard you say the prosperity guys, I understand you to mean the prosperity gospel, the folks who say really the pathway to God, you really read the New Testament and then forget what it said. The way to God is by not only making dough, but by giving your money to the prosperity gospel pushers. And in fact, that's your fastest path. And in fact, if you do that, that's how you get rich. That that whole sort of capitalistic Christian, if there was an oxymoron, the capitalistic Christian oxymoron is as powerful as any other. As I've said before, I don't remember the part of the Holy Bible where Jesus Christ was for big business and big military. I remember turning the tables of money changers and turning the other cheek. But I was fascinated by the Jesus ad, because on one hand, you know, people who want to promulgate their beliefs, it's a big audience. On the other hand, I hadn't thought of it at that very moment, right, of how much dough was getting passed through, and somebody more articulate than I can help connect some of those dots. But in what an illustration of how corporate Christianity has become, how it has become its own financial product, its own capitalistic instrument. That devout Christians I know have, you know, some don't think about it in those terms, and some are deeply offended by it. And it on display. And to be clear, I love Super Bowl. I host a Super Bowl party, right? I have plastics that I don't think are single-use plastics, but I had an inflatium. This is an inflatable surround for 12 compartments of snacks for a stadium of flavor. And I had an inflatable inflatium. It was ridiculous. It's like a big veggie tray for, I don't know, Doritos and whatnot. We set up more TV. I put a TV in the bathroom, right? I put a TV in every room of the first floor of our house. So wherever you're moving, you don't miss the game. I will say, I enjoyed Rihanna's performance. And I hadn't thought of it in terms of the flying sperm. I don't know if that would change my view. But that was what... That's what drew the kids. We had more kids come by the party because they heard, you know, that we were going to have lots of TVs and good sound, and they wanted to see the halftime show. So it was, anyway, let's go straight to David from Miami Beach, Florida, I believe. David, how you doing?
Hey, y'all.
Hello. Oh,
perfect. Yes. Hi. So this is David. I normally talk to Tom about wage theft.
Yeah.
And come on down. What struck me is how much junk food would vanish if we could just lose the subsidies that run them.
Yeah.
But what appalled me more was the show that happened after the Super Bowl, the game show where the three kitchens, where there's disparity between the three kitchens. I can't tell if that was a commentary on class and eating, or if it was reinforcing it.
Explain that for people. Explain that, David, for people who missed it.
There's three separate kitchens, one at the top with all the goodies, the basement, which is more bare bones, and the one in the middle that's in between. And so they're all supposed to somehow compete with one another.
Yeah.
And so that was very strange. So I'd like to think it was a commentary on class and social mobility. But I think he was reinforcing it in his own bizarre way. It just, to me, that was more shocking than any complaint I could make about Rihanna or the financial excesses.
Yeah, well,
the Super Bowl.
David.
Fernando, yeah. Okay, so happy Valentine's Day, all you all.
Thanks, man. Appreciate Thanks. You. Love you. So it's an ongoing topic, right? And on Democracy Nerd, which is the podcast I do, just recorded an interview with an author from University of Washington, who brilliant guy, truly brilliant guy, about the impact of inequality on health. And something I do like about the Super Bowl, but it also makes me sad, is just how we're losing too many shared experiences, right? The old article, in the Washington Post talking about Alice Americans. Here's a phrase, I've used it before, but I do want to make sure we all know it well, because it's a good sort of fundament upon which to build our conversations. Alice Americans, A-L-I-C-E, asset limited, income constrained, employed. I will say it again. Asset limited, income constrained, employed. Alice Americans. Essentially the second quintile of the American economy, sort of the working poor.
and not, people who, in particularly during the period between World War II and essentially the beginning of Ronald Reagan, right, the end of Jimmy Carter, during that time, the fourth quintile, depending on how you count, the second from the bottom, if you divide the economy in sort of 5-20% brackets, the sort of middle 20% brackets, those three quintiles, that's what I mean by that word, used to travel together. That if things were going well economically, they all did better. If things were getting worse, they all did worse. And around the time of the Great Recession, and after decades of proactive policies to do more consolidation of wealth at the top, you saw a separation where the upper middle class did better during the recovery, that the middle class did about the same, and the lower middle class didn't get better. We saw that separation, and you look, and we started losing. It accelerated the risk of losing shared experience. That one illustration of that is like Disneyland. Like Disneyland, when I was a kid, right? You had 4/5 of Americans who could basically afford to go to Disneyland. Now, it's 2/5. Maybe 3/5 if you're really safe. And that's not just because Disneyland's gotten expensive. It's because middle class stuff is harder to operate because the middle class has been shrinking. And I do like shared experience of the nation. It warms the cockles of my desire for unity. I would love it if we had some more pro-democracy shared experiences. I guess Election Day gives us some of that. Let's hear from Holly from Marshall, Missouri. Go ahead, Holly.
Oh, I liked what you just said very much about the middle class. But I left the Super Bowl on in the background while I did some paperwork. And mostly my girlfriend and I had been talking about it the night before, and we just are appalled that these are American gladiators, these young men sent to smash into each other, these heavy and break bones and sprains for life and then I heard on the news a former coach talking about not only that there are only two black professional coaches, but that 90% of the players do not make very much money and are injured for life in some way after they're finished playing the game. And they're still quite young. So there was a thing with the grass, which is kind of funny, is that the grass really looked like it was painted. But that's another subject.
Well, I think, by the way, you're basically right. I mean, there are all kinds of complaints about the fake grass. There are tomes of poetry that could be written about the symbolism, metaphorical structures of the Super Bowl, what it says about our country, and its popularity it overlays with its. How it kind of harkens to traditional, I don't want to say traditional, it's too favorable to, let's say, antiquated gender and racial norms and violent practices. And yet, more than basketball, for instance, if the ratio of sort of black owners, which is true in just about every professional sport right now, but also, yeah, coaches and GMs, that it's, you know, the Southerners in the 60s would be more comfortable with the structure of football than they'd be with just about any other sport. So I appreciate that call. We'll be right back. And listen to the Tom Hartman program. Valentine's Day tomorrow. What do you love? What do you love about the country? How should we be thinking about our love for the country? If this is a moment where the deeds of anti-American, anti-democracy movements give us a chance to reclaim symbolism of the nation, how can we make that symbolism be
Tom
great?
Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
This is Tom Hartman Program 202-808-9925. Your call is coming up next.
you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartmann. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartmann, Air America host Tom Hartmann shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartmann shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartmann.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartmann, available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartmann here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Caral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
So cozy. Go to bed at a decent hour doesn't always mean getting enough sleep. Often it could mean being too cold, too hot, not very comfortable. That change with Cozy Earth bedding, the softest, most luxurious, responsibly sourced bedding on the planet. Cozy Earth bedding is naturally temperature regulating, so you sleep great in any weather. Just listen to this five-star review from Laura. Laura's not alone. My husband and I are getting the best sleep we've ever had, to the point we don't wake up in the middle of the night because we're so comfortable. I can't wait to buy more colors. Cozy Earth bedding is made from the finest materials, including premium viscose, made from highly sustainable bamboo. Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's five favorite things 5 years in a row. Whether it's their luxury sheets available in five awesome colors, loungewear, pajamas, premium waffle bath towels, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. So hurry, save 35%. That's 35% on Cozy Earth bedding right now. Go to CozyEarth.com, enter the promo code Tom, and save 35%. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code T-H-O-M, Tom, CozyEarth.com. We are back. Promise your calls. That's what we're going to do. Let's go to Frank from Thompson Falls, Montana. How you doing, Frank?
Good. Thanks for taking my call. I'm going to go on your regret theme. Two of the biggest threats to our democracy is Elon Musk and Rupert Murdoch, and I regret that I had to see those guys sitting together in a skybox yesterday. I almost threw up.
You know, it's so interesting. We've talked about Elon Musk before, and I have a few thoughts, and I'm glad you brought it up. So for a lot of people, because recognize, right, Elon Musk got built by liberals, right? Like it was government subsidies, and it was liberal electric car drivers that built much of that dude's fortune. And betrayal can feel harder. A frenemy does generate more stress than an enemy, right? What we know is if you know where somebody stands and they stand opposed to you, that can often be a less fraught relationship than somebody who you're always sort of dancing on pins and needles with. And betrayal can feel much more deeply painful than just opposition. And I know for a lot of people, Elon Musk, it can feel like betrayal. It's a little bit surprising. And I've never met Elon. I've had dinner with his brother, but I've never met who I liked. I've never met Elon. I have a couple of wacky ideas on the subject. One, here's my little Elon Musk conspiracy theory. I think some of what's going on could have to do with the Cybertruck. I know that seems crazy, but he's got a problem, and I think this has occurred to him because he's no dummy. That in order to sell the Cybertruck, you can't just sell a Cybertruck to a Prius crowd, right? I mean, if this thing's going to be 4 tons or whatever the heck it is, right? I mean, who's driving? You have to compete with the F-150, F-150 most popular automobile in the United States. And the F-150 driver, they didn't all vote for Joe Biden, right? And the people who want something that with greater towing capacity than the F-150, a lot of them didn't vote for Joe Biden or Barack Obama. A lot of those people watch Fox News. And part of the challenge you have, if you're trying to reach the MAGA Republican, is the MAGA Republican at this point in history is not ecumenical. They are not looking at a variety of viewpoints. Basically, the weight of their hearts is attacking liberals. That's what Donald Trump learned. Wasn't by solving a certain set of problems, it's just by attacking liberals. I think Elon Musk is on a PR campaign. That's not the only thing that's going on. It's also he's born with emeralds in his pockets. It's also that he's become sort of libertarian, sort of market fundamentalist.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day with no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. So talk, they hear
you. You can do it. WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.